the rest of the story. Well, I'll share a treasured memory with you, a Missouri farmland hilltop in the bright sunlight of an October afternoon. The horizon spilling away in all directions, the brisk equinoxial breezes whipping the golden fields below, and racing up the hill, Uncle Jack and Paul Harvey and our kites. Now, these are not diamond-shaped paper kite caricatures with pretty bow-tied tails. Ours are monster kites of rip-stop nylon that expand in massive three-dimensional tetrahedrons and parafoils when the wind fills them and sweeps them into the sky. So powerfully do these giant creatures reach for the heavens that our flying lines audibly sing with tension and with surging gusts now and then. It seems to Uncle Jack and me that we too might be carried aloft and away. I was reminded of that happiest ever autumn afternoon long ago upon becoming acquainted with master kite designer and builder Charles Sotich. You've not heard of him? Well, the Draken Foundation is an international kite flyers association, and its president, Scott Skinner, will tell you that Charles Sotich and what he does is number one in the world. You see, Charles creates these incredible kites, ones of extraordinary size. In the beginning of his own living legend, Charles was an assembler of circuit boards for Western Electric. He built model airplanes as a hobby. And then in the mid-1970s, some co-workers took him to a kite festival. There he observed, amazed, and his life was forever thereafter changed. Today, when he is not conjuring or teaching his art, Chicagoan Charles Sotich dazzles the denizens of kite festivals and tournaments from coast to coast and around the globe. How awesome can a kite get? Well, some have soared 25,000 feet above the earth. They've literally swept men off their feet. Their looming shapes span 12, 24, 36 feet and more. In World War II, towed by submarines, they carried naval reconnaissance teams high above the ocean. And on December 6, 1907, a kite designer named Alexander Graham Bell. Yes, the Alexander Graham Bell built a 208-pound tetrahedron of more than 3,000 honeycombed cells. He put a man inside and sent that man 168 feet into the sky. It's enough to drive one Takokichi Gahi, as an Asian-American pupil of Charles Sotich once said. That means, in Japanese, kite crazy. And yet the fascinating world of kite design over which Charles Sotich presently presides is stranger and more wonderful still. For the sheer size of the kites he creates is remarkable, but remarkably small. For Charles is the worldwide acclaimed grand master of miniature kites, some fashioned from a single dollar bill, and others of mylar patches smaller than a postage stamp. All of them flown indoors on superfine silk filament or scarcely visible sewing thread, and each superbly decorated masterpiece stirred aloft by the gentle swishing of a slender wand over the master's head. It has been said that the ancient times when kites were magical are gone, when they chased evil spirits from the sky and bound men to their gods with a piece of string. But the magic, great and small, the magic lives on, as now you know the rest of the story.